can't remember the quote now exactly how it goes, but talking about in reference to standing on the shoulders of giants. Mm-hmm. And I really shamelessly take the ideas of existing companies, implement them into our business, and improve upon them. Not necessarily in my industry, but you know, I look at Southwest Airlines. Mm-hmm. I went into Jiffy Lube the other day, and these dudes are in there getting my complete oil change in 15 minutes. You know, they're getting a very accurate diagnostic. They have a very precise program. And I'm thinking, how could I make a system in place
exactly
comparable to them that gets that kind of detail?
Well, I think that's why and how you win awards is because you're always adjusting, adapting. And we talk about the three functions of management, which first is planning, then implementing, and then number three is just revising. And so, you know, in your business, you got to continually grow and expand. And so you wake up today, your business is not the same as it was yesterday.
The changes in the market are huge. When we first started, I'm kind of dating myself a little bit, but, you know, 96, 97, 98, those kind of things, when I'm out there doing my first weddings, email wasn't something that the average person had. Mm-hmm. So when someone wanted to pay a contract or pay a deposit, they had to mail in the check. You mail the check, you know, you mail the contract to them. There's a mailing process, takes 5-6 days. Well, everyone knows that buying a motion is about a 72-hour process when you're dealing with women. If they decide to make a purchase, the next 72 hours, they're going to make that purchase for a new car, for new linens, whatever it is. And it really, for us, the email was kind of scary. Oh my gosh, no one wants to do the physical contracts. Everyone wants to have it emailed. But then once you realize, hey, we can implement that, and now we can improve the time from when we talk to a customer to the time they actually reserve the date, it can be within 72 hours via email. Now we can email confirmations and work much quicker. But if you're slow to hop on that bandwagon and slow to react, you're going to have problems.
Well, that's what we refer to in management as efficiency. So all of a sudden you become very efficient. You can do things a lot faster, and you've got a paper trail. You can go back and forth, and you can have instant messaging. And I mean, you can really get on the bandwagon with email.
Yeah, you know, and I also think, too, just a little caveat to add in there, is from an entrepreneurship standpoint, when you're starting out a business, you know, I started to become a DJ because I enjoy DJing. But at the same time, I did not know accounting. I did not know marketing. I did not know salesmanship. I did not know maintenance. And as an entrepreneur, again, being the concept that no one really cares about how DJ Connection is doing other than myself and my wife and my close circle of friends, you cannot be afraid to mix it up and to teach yourself these things. You just get a book, sit down with book, watch, you know, or you hire somebody who knows what they're doing, have them teach you, and you just have to keep learning. And as an entrepreneur, you are learning and then leading. That's all you're doing. Learning, leading, leading.
Mm-hmm.
If you stop learning, you're done.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. So coming from a teacher and a student here, that's really a good comment to make there. Now, one of the things I want to talk to you about, we come back after our break here a little bit, but we're going to talk about how to build a business with little or no capital. That's always an interesting thing. How do you start up with a business? So we'll talk about that when we come back from this spot in one moment.
Here's a question for you. How should an insurance agent measure success? Hello, this is Joshua Lakey, co-host of Adventures of Christian Entrepreneurs and your friend in insurance. You probably noticed Dr. Maynard and I are constantly asking you the question, how do you measure success? Well, as an insurance agent, I measure success by providing you with the protection you need and the service you deserve. If you have an auto, home, or life insurance need, if you'd like to compare rates, or if you just have an insurance question, then please call me, Joshua Lakey, your friend in insurance, at 918-833-2803.
Joshua Lakey is a licensed agent for auto, home, and life insurance serving the greater Tulsa area. For a quote or question, call 918-833-2803. That's 833-2803.
Welcome back to the CEO Radio Network broadcast, Adventures of Christian Entrepreneurs. I'm your host today, Dr. Mark Maynard, and we have a special guest with us today, Clay Clark, alias DJ Clay of DJ Connections and the Entrepreneur of the Year by the SBA for the state of Oklahoma. Welcome back, DJ Clay.
I think one thing that I want to insert here that you did not, as far as accolades, I don't think you really threw in this accolade there, and I think that you kind of missed out. I'm actually the second favorite son of my mother.
Oh, there we go. Your second favorite.
There's important. Only two of us, but I feel like I am in the top two, so I feel really good about it.
That's pretty important. I tell you, especially coming from mom.
I'm kind of a big deal in the small foothills of Western Europe where they don't have phone service, so you can't verify, but I'm just telling you, just trust.
Okay, I'll trust you that way.
Okay.
I think you had another accolade there. Not only were you one of the Young Entrepreneurs of the Year, but also the Wedding Vendor of the Year. And that's by the American Wedding Association.
Yeah, that was a fun honor there. And it's based on some customer service follow-up and surveying. And so We were really excited to win that award.
And then here's another one I just located here, was one of America's hottest 150 bands DJs by Modern Bride.
Now, I think that award has to do more with our ability to really propagate global warming. But no, I'm just kidding. We just have a lot of vans, so I figure we're heating the earth faster, which is why we won that award. But
there,
basically, our guys are very good. And the Modern Bride and Wedding Wire and some different other wedding groups have acknowledged that over the years. And then our DJs, it's really a testament to, I think, a good training process, but our DJs really do a great job.
See, and I'm not bragging or boasting. You're just stating a fact.
Yeah, our guys are superior to our competition.
There we go. And then I like your slogan here, regionally dominant, locally humble.
Well, there's no one more humble than us.
Well, I'd say then you must be super humble.
That is correct.
Locally super humble. So I guess we can say DJ Connection is super humble here today. I like this. Another comment I heard you say one time was, where every day is a quasi-holiday.
Yeah, we're, you know, one thing that you deal with in customer service, you got to look at how you, when our guys answer the phone, the goal of that conversation is not just to answer the customer's question and to say, okay, yeah, there's $400 left on your balance. Thank you. Have a great day. It's not about that. It's not about acting as though you're a various PC dealer and you're answering the phone call and you put them on hold for an hour and tell them your call is so important that we have 500 sales reps but only two customer service people. So your call is important for the next hour. You're going to wait on hold. It's not about that. What it's about is quick customer service and adding value and out of that sea of wedding vendors to break through the clutter and be the only one who answers the phone within two rings and enthusiastically is excited about your day and helps you plan things. And so we really try to make every day a holiday. Now, that goes from our lighting and our different cultural things we do in the office, but we want the customer, when they call us, to feel as though we're celebrating a holiday with them.
Well, when I've been up to your office a few times, and it feels like
I apologize for that.
Well, it's okay, but it's very festive, shall we say. Yeah. I like your decor.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. It's kind of like a dorm room.
There we go.
I think it's because it was started in a dorm room.
A permanent dorm room. Well, yes. I was going to ask you, where did you start your business? Where did you come up with the idea?
Well, I started DJing in middle school, and it was through default. Our DJs were horrible. It was the FM, and I'm not ripping on all FM DJs. I'm just ripping on the majority of FM DJs. They usually, you know, hop on the mic and like, all right, kids, up next, we got some incredible oldies here for you. And they're totally detached from the kids. It's like their own performance. And the kids just didn't enjoy it, and I was one of those kids. And so someone contacted me. I think it was Miss Page with the Students Against Drunk Driving organization. And she said, hey, Clay, would you like to DJ? I understand you're into music. I did it. I rented guitar amps and various hodgepodge of equipments. I used two independent 5-disc carousel CD players, plugged them into each other, and totally faked it until I made it. And 2-3 years later, I did my first wedding. And then I went to college and kind of paid my way through college DJing there. And then about halfway through college, I realized that no matter what I ended up graduating with or finishing, that I wouldn't enjoy it as much as what I was doing in the DJ world. And I couldn't pay myself as much. And so I decided to go ahead and get into the DJ thing full time. So that's
well,
what
we do want to give some people some call letters to get a hold of you. And one would be to contact you at www.djconnectiontulsa.com. Is that correct?
That is correct. And if you go on the DJ Connection Tulsa website, there's a great features about the company history, and there's a company audio history, company video history, and you can read it's just a really fun website. And even if you never get anything, even if you never use any products of ours, I promise, if you're an entrepreneur, there's a motivational quotes and a learning section on there, and I put it up there as to kind of help people hopefully avoid the mistakes I went through.
There we go.
But it's a really good website. Even if you don't need a DJ, I highly recommend it.
And then there's also, I think you have a website for DJ Connection for Dallas.com and DJ Connection KC.com.
Yeah, there's DJ Connection OKC.com for Oklahoma City, and there's DJ Connection Dallas.com for the
good.
Dallas area.
And then we have a local phone number if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, and that would be 918-481-2010.
That is correct.
And that's your Tulsa number. So I want to give you a little local plug there. But
Now
I want to ask you this question. How do you build a biz with little or no capital?
Well, here's the deal. First thing, you got to get up early. You're going to have to get up at 6 a.m. every day. I'm being serious. Kind of like boot camp. You got to get up at 6 a.m., in my opinion, every single day. Whether you want to get yourself prayed up, you want to get your workout on, whatever you got to do to get mentally focused, every day has got to be a big day, a quasi-holiday. By 7 o'clock, in my opinion, you need to do your paperwork. Get all your paperwork, all your busy work done. So at 9 o'clock, from 9 to 5, you can do sales. And you've got to do sales. And you've got to make yourself a daily goal. I'm in my business. I have worked out of a condo and I was in the condo, and then I also worked at a company that sold evangelism commercials, and I went to OSU Okmulgee, and I was a tax and accounting software assistant, and my wife worked at Office Depot, and she went to college. So we had this whole thing going, but you have to organize your schedule. And I just had to look and say, okay, from 9 to 5, no matter what, I'm going to have at least two events I'm scheduling every day, or I cannot end my day. I just can't go home. And being that I worked at home, I just couldn't go into the living room. But then I just picked up the phone and started in the yellow book, yellow pages, and started with A. And the first thing that came up that I found that was a potential booking was apartment complexes. And I called every single apartment complex in Tulsa, and I scheduled one or two, found out along the way what not to say, what to say, scheduled a couple apartments to DJ for their pool parties. And then you move on to the B, and you start going, and you just keep working. But you have to have a long-range goal that's large, in daily small goals that are attainable, and you just have to put in that effort. You just have to. And without the key, you can compensate for lack of capital with energy. You can build that sweat equity.
All right. So sweat equity. That now, I don't know what that means. That means you perspire a lot, you sweat.
Well, what that would mean is hypothetically is when you take a speaker, let's say you buy a DJ system and you get a phone and you get a computer and you get all that. Well, if you were to make a maybe a balance sheet and list all your assets, you might only have maybe $12,000 or $15,000 of assets. Well, how do you get that $12,000 of assets to reap you a return of maybe $70,000 a year? How do you get that, you know, $12,000 to make you $70,000? Well, the difference between the $70,000 and the $12,000, in my opinion, is the sweat equity. It's the work you put in to build a system that now has value.
Wow.
Because a used speaker doesn't have a lot of value.
That's great. Well, I can't believe our time is up, DJ Clay. We're going to have to do another show and talk a little bit more about, particularly on how to build a business with little or no capital. I know we have a lot of our guests would like to hear about that.
Well, I appreciate that.
Glad to have you here. You've been listening to DJ Clay with DJ Connections, and we're so glad to have you here. We've been talking about a mutual beneficial relationship, and if you'd like to hear this broadcast again, you can go to ceoradio.net, ceoradio, R-A-D-I-O.net, and we'll have a podcast of today's show. And we want you to think about what you can do with a mutually beneficial relationship. Imagine the possibilities.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this radio station, its staff, or management. The CEO Radio Network program is intended for informational and educational purposes only. Please consult a financial or legal advisor before beginning any business endeavor. Be sure and join us next week for another exciting CEO Radio Network broadcast.
For more information, contact us at 918-251-1088. That's 918-251-1088. Or visit us on the World Wide Web at ceoradio.net. That's ceoradio.net.